Philadelphia 76ers. And fixing that ain't going to be all that easy, it doesn't appear. Here's our friend Brian.
Good night, Brad. Before you say anything, I got to remind you, you're 46 and a half games out.
Yeah, can you make it?
Hey, all that spells to me is better odds at the lottery, right? But listen, I appreciate you guys having me on. You know, there's probably a celebration going on that I'm finally going to be, you know, leaving town.
No,
we're going to miss you. Are you kidding? Are you going to move?
I thought this was a celebration call.
No, are you actually going to move? Because you could commute, you know, it's not that far.
Well, you know what? Let's put it this way. I am going to be permanently residing in Philadelphia, where I may still be visiting Toronto quite often.
Okay.
But my, you know, you can't do this job half-baked. You got to be, you know, there and in the city. And, you know, there's just, we're still going through some of those, you know, discussions, like how this is all going to play out. But I think it's really important to be committed to where you are. And I've seen some not do so well when they try to juggle it. But, you know, we'll see. We'll play it out.
Now, you still got kids in school, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's obviously one of the issues, and you got to make some adjustments. But we're doing so because this is a good opportunity, and I'm excited to, you know, get the opportunity to get back in. And I think it's a great opportunity, even though it is a long road to respectability. There's some tools and resources in place to do so.
How do you feel about working with your pop?
You know, I'm excited. We were a pretty good team back in the day. Mm-hmm. Did some good things, and you know, at some point he became very distant because he was worried about putting together a world championship baseball team.
Yes,
and spent most of his time focusing on the baseball and left me in charge of you know, what was going on with basketball. I actually, you know, he was president at the time and CEO, and pretty much had a role of, you know, he's so active in everything in the city and in terms of leadership in the community that became, you know, more philanthropist than daily decision maker. And I was just making sure that everything I did was not surprising him. And then when we ultimately sold the team and went on, you know, he was still kind of in that same senior leadership role as chairman emeritus and weighing in on things, and it was good. It all worked out really well, and we found a nice, you know, cadence to our rhythm to you know, how things went and how the business operated. But it was good. It was nice to work with him, and I'm looking forward to being able to at least spend some time. He's still, as it was indicated during this press conference, like more of a senior advisor to the ownership than anything else, and I think that's the intended role. That was what was intended when he was brought on, just to help give them a little bit of guidance as owners and perhaps as a, you know, young management team. But, you know, he'll talk me through a few things. I'm sure if I have questions, I've got someone to call.
Brian, was there ever a time in the last few years after you left the Raptors that you wondered if you were ever going to get back in? You know, you talked, and I remember sitting here with Bob, and you and you were dabbling in perhaps ownership opportunities, but did you ever wonder if you were going to get back into an NBA team?
You know, not really, because, look, there's a lot of collective intelligence in the league, and there's trends where coaches were getting both positions, you know, perhaps, or young analytic guys are getting certain positions. There seems to be like a little bit of a copycat mentality in the league, and there's trends. And it's funny, for the last few years, was telling me, and I wasn't in a hurry because I wasn't in a hurry. I've got other things going on in my life and my family, and everything was, I was enjoying actually the time to spend with them. But everyone kept saying, hey, things are going to circle back. Things are going to circle back. And there just seems to be a little bit of a, you know, I don't know if it's a voice of reason, but if you can't be an extremist in anything, I don't think. I think you need to find a good, happy blend. And in terms of where things are going right now, I think it's a combination of maybe that old school mentality, this is just basketball, to the new school mentality, is like, this is just numbers. I think you want to find a happy medium in the middle, and I think that's where I am. that's where you could best position me if you were trying to do so on that scale.
With Brian Colangelo, the good news is you got lots of cap space in a year where the cap is going to go way up and there's a whole bunch of players available. The bad news is going to be, I think, getting players to buy into the notion of going to Philadelphia surrounded by the team as poorly as it is played. And I don't think I'm telling you anything that you don't already know. How do you how do you bridge that?
Well, I think there's a couple things, and it's pretty obvious the story, as you indicated, is not the best story to sell someone on free agency. It doesn't mean you don't try to go out and get those big pieces.
Sure.
But if you don't get the big piece, I'm going to say don't spend on the mediocre piece that's going to keep you mediocre, unless it's a short-term deal and it's a stopgap. And, there may be, and I'm going to use the Rondo situation when they got him in Sacramento. They knew it was a one-year scenario, and it was like a reclamation project for himself. Maybe there's a piece like that, and not a particular name. I'm not using a specific name. Maybe there's a guy that needs to do something to prove his worth to get back, and we've got an opportunity to show leadership to a young group. We've got an opportunity to play a lot of minutes, and I'm not sure who that player is, and when we ultimately define who our target list is. But that's just the example of there are scenarios where sometimes players will settle in on a short-term situation. And maybe that's the best thing for this team right now, rather than, again, spending all of the money on something that's going to get you stuck. And that's something that will not happen. We're going to be very prudent and measured in our steps.
The word measured is key. How long will you, while you're doing your due diligence now, how long will you wait to make some key moves and decide on your coach? And
5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Well, maybe. But Brian has never done anything quickly. You're always so measured yourself.
It's funny. I think I'm measured and do things, by applying a certain amount of science to it and thought. But some people think I'm just doing things to do it and look active. I think I'm more so, especially in this situation, after I've had a few years to sit back and look and think about it. I feel like this is really teed up to, make some good, solid strides. There's some talent on the roster, but it's undeveloped talent. We got to figure out who's healthy, who fits, who goes. And then, you asked about the coach. I think the coach deserves an opportunity because he's beaten his head against the wall for the last 3 years. This is a chance for him to kind of really establish what he wants to do with this team as well, because I factor in a lot of coaches' input with respect to, the types of players. Do they fit the system? Do they fit the style of play? Do they fit the culture? These are the things that we're talking about now, and we're going to be very, very select with who we bring into this equation. And I think, I was pretty clear. Brett's the coach of this team, Brett Brown. And, I don't see making a change at any time. I think he just signed a contract extension, which has him under contract for a while. So this is us going forward, and this is the team that's in place. And, we've got a lot of decisions to make as far as player personnel goes. But again, they're going to be very selective decisions as we do it.
You understand, Mr. Colangelo, that you are going to Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, where they will boo you as fast as they can if they don't think you're doing the job. And 3 years of ineptitude is not likely to make the natives unrestless. So you're starting kind of with almost with a gun to your head. I mean, do you change your philosophies, or do you just stick by them and hope that there's a level of understanding and patience within the fan base?
Well, patience is that's a big word. I think people have been patient in Philadelphia because as much unrest as there is, there's still a lot of people going to games. And
sure,
I think there were the believers that this was the best strategy to pursue. But the mere fact that, stepping into this scenario, we would talk about winning more than anything is really what we're doing is we're changing gears and we're moving toward this sustained winning. And that's the most important thing. and I'm going to win them over with success, obviously, you know, and no other way. If we're successful, they'll like me. If we're not successful, they won't like me. I can't worry about the interim because I certainly didn't create the interim, but I'm here to hopefully provide solutions to what's been created. And the other thing is I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be talking to people. I'm going to, you know, I think you guys here in Toronto, you know, got me nice and ready and warmed up to do just that, because it wasn't like, you know, dealing with the local media or marketplace here was the easiest thing. And I think that rightfully so. People want a winning product. And when it does win, they embrace you and they salute you and they praise you.
Well, we enjoyed getting to know you. We hope we will continue to stay in touch. I hope we will. And
of course.
And we're going to be sorry to see you leave Toronto, but we're happy for you, and we're happy you got an opportunity, and we'll look forward to watching what you're able to accomplish in Philadelphia. We thank you, as always, for your time and coming in here, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much. You know, I'm only a phone call away, Bob.
Well, we'll call you. Don't worry about
good
that.
Good luck, Brian.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brian. Brian Colangelo, the new president and general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers.